Today's devotional comes out of Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 15. So if you want to open a Bible to Deuteronomy 5, you can put me on pause until you find one. This is Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 15. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. As I reflect more and more on the coronavirus and the ways it has disrupted our lives, I keep wondering what God-given fruit might come from this time. Don't get me wrong, there are rocky moments now and ahead of us. Some people are fighting the actual disease, and some have died from it. Some are wrestling with the economic implications of lost wages and benefits. Some are wrestling with no longer having access to the safety and nurture of their classrooms and relationships with their friends. Some are wrestling with anxiety and mental health issues from the isolation and the worry. There is serious fallout from this disease. Yet I believe that God is at work in every situation. We have been slaves to a way of life for a long time now. We have pushed ourselves or have been pushed by others to our limits and sometimes beyond them. I listened at the store the other day to someone who has been working 3 jobs and has to take paid time off to leave 1 job early just to make it to another one on time. I've listened to parents lament the amount of time their child's activities have taken. I've heard from plenty of people who longed for life to just slow down, to be able to sit down for a meal together instead of rushing from one thing to the next. Although this is not how any of us would have wished it, a lot of us have received just what we asked for: more time together as families, more time to devote to God and to devotions and prayer, more time for conversations with loved ones, time off work and out of the rat race that life has become to many. So what are you going to do with the next few weeks or months? What new patterns might you discover? How can you use this intentional time of slowing to refocus on what matters and reprioritize your life? What are you doing with some unplanned Sabbath time? I'd like to read the lyrics of another hymn. This one is entitled, O God in Restless Living. I invite you to sit with these lyrics for a while. O God in restless living, it's when we lose our spirit's peace. Calm our unwise confusion, because you bid our clamor cease. Let anxious hearts grow quiet like pools as evening still, till your reflected heavens all our spirits fill. Teach us, beyond our strivings, the rich rewards of rest. Who does not live serenely is never deeply blessed. O tranquil, radiant sunlight, you bring our lives to flower. Less wearied with our effort and more aware of power. Receptive, make our spirits, our need is to be still. As dawn fades flickering candles, so dim our anxious will. Reveal your radiance through us, your ample strength release, not ours, but yours the triumph in the power of peace. We grow not wise by struggling. We gain but things by strain. We cease to water gardens when comes your plenteous rain. O beautify our spirits in restfulness from strife. Enrich our souls in secret with abundant life. Here are a few announcements. Tomorrow, on Friday, we will release our first weekly newsletter in place of the bulletin. Printed copies will be delivered to those who do not have internet access. If you or someone you know would like the printed version, please contact the office. Also on Friday, there will be a new page on the website with all of the coronavirus updates in one place. I'll put out a phone tree tomorrow about where to find it. Starting Monday, March 23rd, we will start an online Bible study through the Gospel of John. This will take us up to Easter Sunday and will be done via a Facebook group or via email. If you're interested in being a part of either of those, let the office know. I hope to get the group set up tomorrow. Finally, the stewardship team would like to remind everyone that during this time of uncertainty, there are still some things that are certain: expenditures. Even though we've missed only one Sunday so far, we can't afford to miss too many more and still be able to keep up with all our expenses. Some of you have been taking advantage of online giving, and stewardship appreciates it very much. If you would prefer not to use online giving, you may mail an offering check directly to the church, and Kent will stop by to pick them up. Grace and peace to you all on this Thursday.